We present Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service, to those men whose drive keeps the country on the move, straight along the broad avenue of progress, and then slowly round the bend. As the machinery of government becomes more complex, it's increasingly difficult to find enough qualified people to run it. Throughout the civil service, the shortage of staff has become a major problem.
The shortage of staff has become a major problem, Minister. That's why I rang.
Ah, well, it's even affecting the office work. I mean, I've got the charwoman standing in as my secretary. 16 stone in her carpet slippers. And there's not much point in chasing her around the desk, is there?
There's understaffing hitting everyone, Minister. No, only this morning I saw the Postmaster General taking his turn at licking the stamps.
Well, what are we doing about it? That's what I want to know.
We tried advertising for new people. Took a full page advertisement. A very poor response, I'm afraid.
Where did you advertise?
In the Civil Service Staff magazine.
Well, it's obvious that what's needed is bold, decisive action on our part.
Oh, my own feelings exactly, Minister.
Yes. Now, which department can we pass it on to?
Oh, well, you know, there's always the General Assistance Department.
Ah, yes, good. Get them moving on it right away, will you, Pitkin?
Yes, very good, Minister.
Oh, well, I can't chat on the phone all day. The kettle's boiling, and it's my turn to make the tea. Now, how do I unplug this switchboard? Wretched things never go where you want them.
Meanwhile, at the General Assistance Department, they're already hard at work on a complex and difficult problem. A problem of rebuilding.
Ah, oh, now, there we are. Just one more. Very careful. Keep still. Oh, finished. Come and see this, too.
Hmm? Oh, what a splendid house one. You're a genius with that pack of cards. That's you.
Oh, look what you've done.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry, one. I couldn't help myself. I'll pick them up off the floor.
Spent 3 hours on that, and now you made it all a waste of time. And there's plenty I ought to have been doing. Haven't finished the Times crossword, for one thing.
I said I'm sorry. I tell you what, while I've got the cards in my hand, I do know a rather good little trick.
You don't, do you?
I do. I think. Yes, I do. Take a card. Now, any card.
What for?
Well, it's the trick, you see.
You
pick out a card and I'll tell you what it is.
Well, I've picked it out. I already know what it is.
Yes. You will know, but I won't.
Well, I'll tell you if you like.
Look, all you've got to do is to pick out any card.
Well, seems an extraordinary business to me. All right, I've got one. Get on with it.
Yes. Well, don't show it to me. Now, I'll just concentrate. Aha. Aha. Yes. I know what that card is.
By Jove, that's a clever trick. Well done. Knows what it is.
I haven't told you what it is yet.
No, you haven't. It's eight of hearts. Shall I take another one?
Well, you
take another?
Yes, but
then let's have another go. Now, this time I've got one of the black knaves.
One of the black knaves?
One of the black knaves. Hello?
Sir Gregory Pitkin here.
Oh, one of the black knaves. Well, Sir Gregory, we're just talking about you. Isn't that a coincidence?
I suppose you've read the memo I sent down to you this morning.
How nice of you to...
The memo?
I beg your pardon?
I said, I suppose you read the memo.
Oh, I've read the memo. Yes, do you suppose I have?
Yeah, I sent it this morning.
You sent it this morning?
It seems to me that we need an advertising campaign.
A what?
An advertising campaign. Wouldn't you say so?
Oh, yes, if you say so, I'd say so, Sir
Gregory. Anyway, we must beat this staff shortage problem, understand?
Yes.
It's up to you.
Staff shortage up to me? Gregory, do give my regards to Lady Gregg. We've been cut off.
I heard you mention a memo, one. I'm just looking through your morning mail. Let me see. Oh, there's a circular here from someone called Surefire Sid, the man the bookies fear.
Ah, that's classified information. Better let me have it.
All right. What about this? It's a packet from some woman's magazine. A free sample of hair lacquer. Instant concrete, the spray for hair that fights back.
Hair lacquer? I didn't order any hair lacquer.
Oh, I wonder who did.
Excuse me, Mr. Hamilton Jones. I just... me new hairspray. They sent it then.
It's yours, is it, Mildred?
Yeah. I use it for killing flies round the office.
What a good idea.
Well, not really. They keep cracking the plaster where they crash into the walls.
Well, never mind. What was it you wanted, Mildred?
It's about this memo from Sir Gregory, sir. Well, oh,
so yes. You had it all the time. It's too bad of you, Mildred. An important document like that. Where did you find it?
Down behind the radiator, all folded up in a paper dart.
Oh, I see. What a funny thing. Right, guys, let's have a look at it. Let's see what it says. So we all grave, something problem. Numbers, yes. Seems we have a staff problem, too.
Oh, dear. Redundancy?
Redundancy? No, quite the opposite. Seems we haven't got enough staff.
Oh, what you might call redundancy.
Yes. Sir Gregory's instructed us to start an immediate recruiting campaign. Wants a big advertising thing.
I see. Ah, yes. That's the way to get more staff.
Yes.
A bold and imaginative advertising campaign. We could start by putting a card in the window of my local sweet shop.
In the window of your local sweet shop?
Yes. Well, my bicycle went through there.
Well, you should watch where you're peddling. Now, too much for me. I think Gregory wants something bigger than that. Something really important. We might put up a blackboard outside the front door with men wanted, for instance.
On the other hand, we could call in a professional advertising agency.
What do you think about that? That's it, too. I think I've hit it.
Yes. Mildred, look up an advertising agency in the book, will you, and make an appointment for us.
Here we are, to Triumph House, Park Lane. Let's go in.
Yeah, all right. I say, impressive, isn't it? Lovely reception desk. Elegant blonde sitting behind it. Rather a nice shape, too.
Yes. I don't much care for the stainless steel legs, you know.
Well, what?
I prefer a more traditional desk myself. Still, I must admit, it's a very glamorous approach.
Bit different to the view when you come into our building. Old Matthews in the porter's cubbyhole, picking his ear with the pipe cleaner.
The pipe cleaner? Oh, here's the lift.
Let's see now. Bolsover, Gray, and Wilcox.
That's them.
Practitioners in persuasion. They're 10th floor. I'll press the button.
We used to have one of those automatic lifts at the ministry. Do you remember? Young Renfrew from Pensions got trapped in it with Miss Bentwater from the typing pool.
Oh, will I ever forget? They were there for 10 hours, weren't they?
10 hours they were there. Then one of them managed to press the alarm button. They took it away after that. He was never the same again, poor fellow.
Oh, no.
Hello, we've stopped.
Welcome to the 10th floor, home of Bolsover, Gray, and Wilcox.
Well, thank you very much, madam.
That's a recorded announcement.
Oh, is it a big one?
Coming from that loudspeaker in the corner.
I see.
Bolsover, Gray, and Wilcox believe in the personal touch. If it's efficiency you want, you've come to the right, to the right, to the right, to the right.
Now, before we go into a word of warning, These advertising fellows are very smooth. If you don't keep on your guard, they'll have you in the palm of the hand. Really? Let them butter you up.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I mean, no one.
Oh. Oh, surely it can't be Hamilton, Jones, and Lamb, can it? I was expecting much older men, considering the positions you hold.
Well, you really want a nice one. Yes. I do like to keep myself in trim.
Oh, my word, excuse me asking, but could you give me the address of your tailor? It's not often you come across a superb cut like that.
Certainly, my boy. I'll leave it with you, only too happy.
No,
you couldn't afford it. Yes.
Enter the old Pink Factory and lounge on a few, will you?
I didn't quite catch what you said, sir.
Enter the old Think Factory and lounge on a pew.
Oh, I thought you said that, yes. I think he wants us to go to his office and sit down, too.
Oh, does he?
Incidentally, yeah. Bolsover's the name, but you must call me Timothy.
Thank you.
My partner Wilcox is away at the moment.
What about Gray?
I'm afraid he got a bit past it, you know. Yes, we had to force Gray out.
Did you really?
Well, Timothy...
Yes, the old fool used to spend half his time building up houses of playing cards on his desk. Second childhood, if you ask me.
Oh, I see. Now then, look here, Bolsover. Yes. Let's get down to business.
Yes, of course. Now, I understand the government wants a big campaign to recruit civil servants.
That's right. Now, I've jotted down a few of my own ideas for a small ad in the Times. Should have a big impact. Read it out, will you, please?
Read it out, yes, right. Vacancies exist for qualified administrative staff, graduated emoluments scaled according to duration of service.
Rather snappy, I thought. What? Crisp, to the point, don't you think?
Yes, that might be all right, jumping off-wise, but we need something a bit more, kapowee, you know, something with blam. Now, speaking off the top of my head...
Oh, don't let's miss this. He's going to speak off the top of his head.
I've had an idea. Now, let's put this on the hook and see if the fish will bite, shall we?
What's he talking about,
Jeff? I think it's advertising jargon.
Oh.
Look, what I mean is, let's run this up the old flagpole and see if anyone salutes.
Oh, I see, yes.
Now, I thought we might start the campaign by hiring lots of out-of-work actors. Dressing them up in bowler hats and pinstripes.
Oh, yes, and then they can go round from door to door.
And if the housewife can produce proof that there's a civil servant in the family...
And perhaps fill up a simple form.
She gets a £5 voucher to spend at any government surplus store.
What a good idea.
Yes, I thought you'd like
no,
it.
No, 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 I want something dignified. At this rate, you'll have us walking about with Pawpens Off written across our back.
I say, now there's a...
No,
good
no,
idea.
No.
Oh, well... Now, look, Hammy.
Hammy?
Well, old world charm-wise, you're the ultimate deterrent, but in this day and age, you've got to be with it.
With what?
It.
Oh, I see.
I think I know what he means by it.
Yes, you would.
Well, you see, these film advertisements in the cinema, they're with it.
Oh.
Perhaps we could have one of those in our campaign.
Now, that's good thinking, image-wise.
You know the sort of thing, one where we could have a chap in a bowler hat running through the woods with his girlfriend.
Sounds downright indecent to me.
They sink to the grass behind a cool mountain stream. The music swells up, and the girl looks into his eyes and whispers, "I'm so glad you're a civil servant."
Yes, yes, yes.
No, no, no.
But,
no.
Perhaps we could do a more straightforward film. A Day in the Life of a Civil Servant.
I know we're talking about all this nonsense about films. I think we've come to the wrong place, too. Not the sort of thing we want at all.
Well, if you say so, well...
And we could use you in the film, Mr. Hamilton Jones. Show you at your desk, in your office.
Not the sort of place... showing me at my desk?
Absolutely.
A colour film with me?
Yes, indeed.
Well, perhaps...
I see one. Remember what you told me in the lift.
Quiet, too. That's the trouble with you. You're not with it, you know. You've got to run these things up the end of a hook and see if the fish salute. That's what he said, wasn't it? Yeah, it's pretty good. Right, then down when we get to the office. Tell me more about this, Timothy.
Yes, certainly. Now, as I see it, we want to show the civil service as it really is. We can start tomorrow.
Oh, isn't this exciting one? The camera crew will be here to start the advertising film at 2:00.
Now, 2, you mustn't get carried away. Stop striking poses in front of that mirror.
Oh, why?
Because you're in my way, that's why. I want to check up with you. It's my best side, profile-wise. Anyway, we've got to run through this script I've written, haven't we?
Yeah, I'm a bit bothered about that one. Right. Won't they have one of their own? I mean, they employ people to write that sort of thing.
Perhaps they do, but I'm sure they'd be glad of a little help or advice from someone with writing experience. After all, I did do the gardening notes in the staff magazine at one time.
Yes, Bun, if you say so. Well, I've got my copy of your script here.
Good. Well, from the top of page 1, then. Off you go.
Top of page 1, all right. Good morning, Bun. Isn't it a grand life in the civil service?
Isn't it a grand... What are you talking about? Don't mutter. You're an actor. Say it with a ring in the voice.
Right. Good morning, Juan. Isn't it a grand life in the civil service? Ding dong.
Ding dong? Oh, the ring. Very good, the ring, yes.
So
dear. I think we'd better stop that, you know. We've done enough talking. Let's get a bit where we sing your song, shall we?
Song?
Yes, I'm told these advertising films used to have a song, you know, boasting about the product.
Oh, the jingle.
Is that what you call it, yes?
Yes. Well,
I've written a jingle. Page 2. Got it there?
Oh, yes.
Yes. All then. Off we go.
Right.
Ready?
I'll give you the note.
We always keep our pending trade full up with documents. We're in the civil service and we're full of common sense. We'll never make decisions. We just sit upon the fence with pension rights at 65. Bowl a brolly and a briefcase. Bowl a brolly and a briefcase.
Hey, you all right, Mr. Lamb? I thought I heard someone screaming.
Screaming? Just rehearsing our jingle jangle from my film script, you know.
Oh, that! Yeah, I hope you've written in a bit for me.
Well, we were toying with the idea of having you painted gold all over and asking you...
Marshal Coco, not lightly. The clash with me dress.
Yes, well, actually, you wouldn't be wearing...
Now, that'll do. Mildred, any sign of this Bolsover, Timothy?
Oh, yes, sir. That's why I come in. They're all outside with cameras and lights and things.
Are they? Well, wheel him in, Mildred. Wheel him in.
Righty-ho, sir.
It's about to start. Are you nervous?
No. It's just that the cigarette won't light.
Perhaps because it's a ballpoint pen.
Oh. Hello. All set, eh?
You're absolutely ready when you are, Timothy.
Splendid. I must say you're being most helpful. Not like some of the people I've had to deal with.
Well, we do try to help, you know. In fact, I have...
Some of my clients are very awkward, you know. One chap even went so far as to scribble out some sort of script for himself.
Oh, I say, fancy that. Never does not.
Now, let's get started. We've got to show the public that the modern civil servant's life is exciting and dedicated.
Don't forget our tea break, will you?
Don't worry. A couple of hours and we'll have it in the can.
In the can? I wouldn't hear of it. Mildred makes a fresh pot on the gas ring.
I mean, this whole film should be completed in a couple of hours.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, dear. That's the worst 3 weeks I've ever spent in my life. Am I glad to get away from those ministry people who were nice to film chimpanzees drinking tea again? At least they can act.
Are you ready to see the run-through, Timothy?
Yes, Mac. Tell them in the projection room, will you?
Right.
Fiona, it's the first run-through of the civil service commercial, dear. Stand by to take notes. I just hope we can salvage something. Right, off we go.
Wonders of Whitehall. Come with us along the broad, tree-lined majesty of the Mall, through Admiralty Arch, into the expanse of Trafalgar Square, where many visitors to London may be spotted. Swinging right, we come to the noble buildings of Whitehall, home of our civil service, wherein work such dedicated men as Roland Hamilton Jones, head of the Department for General Assistance.
Oh, it's a grand life in the civil service of today. Wouldn't you say so, too?
Indeed, I would, one. And not only that, it's rewarding and worthwhile as well. Particularly since the new pay award.
Oh, yes, the pay award.
My emoluments getting bigger all the time.
Is it good?
But, of course, the main reward is to know one is doing a vital job. Leading this country in its march forward to a better tomorrow.
Fiona, make a note to cut that bit where it falls over the carpet.
Good morning, sir. Ho, it's a grand life in the civil service of today.
Quite so.
Hand rewarding, hand worthwhile.
Don't overdo it, Mildred. Ah, I see you've brought in a letter for me to sign.
Oh, yes. Typed on me new electric portable while sitting in me sunny office with its view of the rolling Thames sweeping by in all its blue majesty.
Oh, dear. I wish she hadn't kept batting her eyelashes like that. It's like a fall of soot every time.
Yes, well, I'll sign the letter now. Very rewarding work signing letters.
And worthwhile, too.
Have all the little pigeons cooing and flying and eating bits of bread.
All right, Minerys, you don't have to improvise. Well, one, what's this letter?
And the daffodils in the window box, nodding their golden greetings at the traffic bustling by.
That'll do, Mildred, that'll do. The letter, too. It's about the new fringe benefits. Come over and have a look.
Right-ho, one.
We'll have to go into close-up here. That's where he got his foot jammed in the waste paper bin.
Oh, yes. The new fringe benefits.
Yes, that's right. Moves to stage left. Smiles into camera. And makes dramatic gesture with letter.
I don't think you're supposed to say that, Buck.
Not supposed to say it. No. That's all in the script.
Well, you see.
I think that man behind the camera is trying to say something.
Which man?
Well, he's making signs at us. Ooh! The hoot
Ah, the fringe benefits. Full canteen facility.
That was my line.
And tasty meals at reasonable prices.
Stop trying to steal the scene.
It is served in spotless.
If you're going to start stealing my lines too, I'd have no alternative.
Look, that man behind the camera, he swore at us. He did, he swore.
After all, I am playing the lead.
He's tearing up the script.
Braised beef, boiled potatoes, and tiny carbon.
Oh, stop it. Stop. I can't stand anymore. It's a complete shambles. We can't use any of it.
All right, but the campaign's due to start next week.
Then we'll have to make another film.
Another film? But won't those ministry people be disappointed?
We'll give them a credit as technical advisors on the new picture.
There's not much time.
Never mind. I can see the whole thing now. We can make it ourselves and give this problem of civil service recruitment a really modern approach.
The civil servant of today stands ready to combat trouble whenever and wherever it arises. Among the select band of men, I am known as One. It's my job to clean up the corridors of power. It's 2:31, July 15. I'm called to the typing pool. Girl with a problem. What's the trouble, miss?
It's my finger, jammed in the typewriter.
What have you been doing?
Using a pencil.
Good girl. What's that in the green gunmetal in tray?
It's a memo from P. I read it. Trouble in the Admiralty. The men are protesting. Smith is behind them.
Smith, eh? Department head. Right, memorize that in tray and swallow it. Let's go. What's the trouble, Smith?
It's the pay and conditions.
Watch him. He's going for his rubber stamp.
Hold it, Smith. Reach inside my briefcase, pussy. I've got something there that'll fix him.
Got it.
Good. Take that, Smith.
It's the details of the new pay award.
Substantial increases for all grades.
Sports facilities and staff canteens.
Tasty meals at reasonable prices.
We'll have no more trouble for me.
Right. That's his problem solved. Let's get back. Yes, it's a thrill-packed life in the civil service of today. Why not see if there's a vacancy for you?
Oh, Mr. Lamb, I was at the Regal last night. I saw that advertising film they made. It was ever so good. And your name was on it. Technical advisor or something.
Yes, I believe it's been released for 10 days now.
Have you seen it then?
Well, yes. 10 times, actually.
Yeah, isn't it clever the way they've done it? I felt like nudging the person next to me and saying, what do you think of that?
Well, so did I. As a matter of fact, I did.
Oh, what happened?
She called the manager and he threw me out.
Good morning, Mildred. Morning, too.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, one. I say, it looks as if our recruiting drive's going very well.
We certainly splashed out on advertising, haven't we? Newspapers, posters.
And the film.
Oh, yes, of course, the film. Must try to get along and see it. Do you know, I haven't been to the cinema since I saw Top Hat.
Perkins of personnel says it's been very successful.
Of course, very successful. Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, I could be anything else. Marvelous people.
No. I mean our film.
Oh, I see you.
The whole recruiting campaign's a huge success. Splendid. Apparently, applications to join the civil service are flooding in.
Splendid, yes. At least no one can complain about our handling of this job. They wanted more staff, and we've got them more staff.
For once, even Sir Gregory Pitkin will be pleased with General Assistance Department.
Now then, Pitkin,
Yes, Minister, yes. I know why you phoned. General Assistance Department have messed things up again.
Well, thanks to their ill-judged campaign, the whole civil service is overrun with new people. It's quite out of hand.
The club's so crowded, you can't even get in to play bridge.
Ah, well, they've given me so many secretaries, I can't find work for them.
Well, me too. I stopped using carbon paper for copies. I just dictate to three girls at a time.
It's ridiculous. Everyone knows if you need a new clerk, you ask for 10, then maybe you get 1. Now you get 11.
I've got a dozen new executives, and all they're doing is making tea. There's 7 cups on my desk already. Oh, dear, here comes another one.
Oh, dear. Good morning, Mildred.
Morning, Miss Gillap. What's happened to your bowler? It's all pink.
Oh, you may well ask. I've never seen a rush hour like it. The tube was packed with civil servants. I was wedged between so many briefcases, I got my peppermints crushed.
Oh, Lord.
Not only that, I got carried round the inner circle 3 times before I could get out of the door.
It's all these new staff at the ministries. This morning, even the cleaning women were working 4 on a mop.
Oh, dear. I never thought I'd make it. We were packed like sardines in the 10:20. I was halfway through the Times crossword before I realized it was someone else's paper.
I think we may have overdone it, Ron. I mean, this recruiting drive seems to have got out of hand.
I'm afraid you're right. The railways are swarming with men in bowler hats and worried looks.
And the roads, too. I nearly got run down by a bus. Great ugly red monster.
What was that, Mildred?
Great ugly red monster.
Oh, yes, Sir Gregory. Oh, I'd forgotten about him. He'll blame us. He always blames us.
Now, don't panic.
You know what he's like. He'll be furious. Any minute now, that phone will ring.
Come out from under that desk, too. Nothing to be frightened about. Hamilton Jones speaking.
Pitkin here.
Oh, Sir Pitkin.
You've made an unholy muck-up of things as usual, I see.
Who is that, if you can? Made an unholy muck-up?
Muck-up, yes.
What do you mean, Sir Greg?
Well, flooding the service with unwanted staff.
Unwanted?
I can tell you, I seriously thought of packing the pair of you off to archives. Ooh. At Ballymucky.
Oh, please, archives, and please, good gracious. Sir.
Yes, but lucky for you, they're overstaffed as well.
Oh, it's lucky for us.
Sir, I think you'll have plenty of cause to regret this latest blunder.
The cause of getting is what?
You remember you asked for extra staff for your own department.
Oh, yes, Lamb has to fill his own inkwell. We thought a couple more people.
You're going to get them, don't worry.
Oh.
I told every other department to send their surplus people under you.
You're going to send us a surplus? I don't quite understand, Sir Greg.
Look! Out of the window!
What is it, Mildred? Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, coming down Whitehall, there must be hundreds of them.
Civil servants are turning into this building.
Barricade the doors. Tell them we're not in. Do something. Take a card, Bob. Any card?
Oh, yes. Very well.
Now, don't tell me what it is. Let me concentrate. It's the Three of Clubs.
Well, now, let me...
Am I right?
You told me not to tell you.
No, that was before. Let's start again.
Very well, too. It does help to pass the time while we're waiting for all those wretched outsiders to get out of our office.
Oh, yes. I must say, I think you handled that brilliantly. Creating a special new ministry to absorb all those spare civil servants.
Yes.
What did you call it? The DCWFOD?
The DCS, the Department for Creating Work for Other Departments. Working very well. Very well.
Yes. Well, they've come up with some very good ideas,
I think so.
Yes, forms in quadruplicates, all paper clips to be polished each morning. They've been making so much work that every ministry is crying out to have them back to cope with it.
You know, we got rid of 20 of the fellows yesterday.
Yeah.
20 of them altogether. Yes, we did. At this rate, there'll soon only be the 3 of us left in the office again, like old times.
Oh, that'll be Mildred with our tea. I'll open the door.
rush out there. Had to fight me way through. Still, you're nice and cozy here in the map cupboard.
Muddling through as the men from the ministry were Wilfred Hyde-White and Richard Murdoch. Also featured were Roy Dotrice, Norma Ronald, Ronnie Stevens, and Ronald Baddeley. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook, and Edward Taylor, and produced by Edward Taylor.